Do you remember the super trawler debate? It was a hot political topic the last time Labor was in power federally and saw Seafish Tasmania blocked from using what was then the world's second largest trawler, the Abel Tasman, in Australian waters. The Coalition later legislated a ban on the vessels, but conservationists say the definition of what a super trawler is needs refining. Eliza Borello reports.
It's been more than 4 years since the Coalition banned super trawlers from Australian waters. It defined a super trawler as being more than 130 metres long. But a new report commissioned by conservationists says that only protects Australia from a small subset of the world's super trawlers, and other large factory freezer vessels are eyeing off Australia's fish stocks.
We're calling for a genuine ban on all super trawlers from coming into Australia's waters and decimating our marine life.
Adele Pepper is a spokeswoman for Save Our Marine Life, one of the groups who sponsored the report. She says 70 other super trawlers between 95 and 130 metres long need banning too.
Through questioning in Parliament, we've revealed that there are discussions underway about bringing in foreign fishing fleets to fish our distant waters, which our current local domestic fisheries cannot reach.
What would you say to somebody who says this is scaremongering? We've got rules in place here. There's not actually any of these mid-sized super trawlers in the water at the moment.
Well, this is an investigative and thorough report, and it certainly revealed that there are discussions underway to bring in foreign-owned fleets into Australia's waters. You know, that information is out there. We've just done the job of gathering it all up, asking the right questions, and we've put it together in a report, and it paints a scary picture.
Jessica Maywig, the director of the University of Western Australia's Marine Futures Lab, says super trawlers have wiped out fish stocks in parts of West Africa and the South Pacific.
Most of the world's oceans are already overexploited. We're going further and further and further to catch fish, and Australia has largely escaped that because we don't have valuable enough fisheries to make it worthwhile. But as other countries' oceans are depleted, Australia starts to look pretty good.
Save Our Marine Life says the report's findings warrant a formal independent inquiry, as well as what they're calling a genuine ban on super trawlers. The Shadow Environment Minister is Tony Burke.
If we're elected, yes, there's room for study across all fisheries on these sorts of vessels. That makes sense. But in terms of the small pelagic fishery, the science is already in, and the 130-metre limit there should be removed, and all new factory freezers vessels should be banned from that fishery.
He says Labor's policy was settled at its national conference.
Eliza Borello reporting there, and AM invited the Environment Minister, Melissa Price, for an interview about this, and again, she was unavailable.